Harper Audio presents Parish Priest, Father Michael McGivney and American Catholicism, by Douglas Brinkley and Julie M. Fenster. Read by Julie Fenster. Copyright 2006 by Douglas Brinkley and Julie M. Fenster. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers, Incorporated. Preface. The Same Manner to All Human Souls. A description of Father Michael McGivney, read at his first memorial service in 1890. He was a man of the people. He was zealous of the people's welfare, and all the kindliness of his priestly soul asserted itself more strongly in his unceasing efforts for the betterment of their condition. In 1998, when Doug Brinkley and I were working together on a book for American Heritage, we took a break from a meeting and noticed an article in the New York Times about an obscure, to us at least, priest from Connecticut who was under consideration for sainthood. Written by Francis Chamberlain and titled, Was There a Saint Born in Waterbury?, the piece described the life of Michael McGivney, who lived from 1852 to 1890, and it acknowledged that he met the general criteria for canonization. That New York Times article couldn't have come along at a more fortuitous time for us. In the course of our discussions for the American Heritage book, The History of the United States, we marveled at the transition of Catholics in this country from reviled victims of know-nothing violence in the mid-19th century to respected members of mainstream America only a few generations later. Father McGivney's life spanned that era in U.S. history and even helped lead the successful search for a Catholic sense of belonging through his creation of the fraternal group, the